gyrocopter pilot sparks security questions.
I'm going to violate the no-fly zone, and I'm going to land on the Capitol Mall.
The reserve deputy in the Tulsa shooting.
Supervisors ordered to falsify training records.
Speed bump ahead for Congress.
Federal highway funding hits the end of the road next month.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the Florida mail carrier who brought letters to Congress about campaign finance reform aboard a small gyrocopter has unopened a host of security questions with yesterday's landing in the shadow of the Capitol building. Illinois Congressman Rodney Davis.
There's a proper way to contact your member of Congress, and it's not landing a gyrocopter on the front lawn of the Capitol.
CBS's Dan Revive is in Washington.
That's the sound from a cell phone video. Doug Hughes, age 61, from Florida, flying low, then landing his one-person mini helicopter.
I'm going to give them plenty of warning in advance of me getting to the no-fly zone so that they know who I am and what I'm doing.
Yet the Capitol Police seem taken by surprise. Hughes will likely be charged today with several crimes in federal court, but no one was injured.
And a friend of Hughes tells the Tampa Times he called the Secret Service to warn of what was going to happen when he learned of the plan. CBS News aviation safety analyst Mark Rosenker.
This was extraordinary. The questions that are going to shake up this town is how was he able to get into some of the most restricted airspace in the United States without being seen?
There's new information on the story of a 73-year-old reserve deputy who shot and killed a black suspect in Tulsa and now faces manslaughter charges. Here's CBS's Heather Bosch.
Not long after Robert Bates says he accidentally shot Eric Harris while grabbing for a taser, the Tulsa World newspaper started getting calls.
And that was almost immediate. We were hearing from multiple people that the training records had been falsified.
Dylan Goforth says supervisors at the Tulsa County Sheriff's Office were ordered to falsify Bates' training records, including his firearms qualifications. Reporter Ziva Brandstetter.
We've been told by sources, and this is corroborated by records, that some supervisors at the Sheriff's Office had refused to sign off on Bates' training, and they were transferred as a result.
The Sheriff's Office disputes the report.
A federal judge has ruled General Motors is shielded from death and injury claims in crashes tied to defective ignition switches that happened before the automaker emerged from bankruptcy protection. WWJ Radio's Jeff Gilbert.
This makes it much more difficult, if not impossible, for those who claim the value of their vehicles were hurt by the GM recalls to sue the company. Any suit would have to be against the assets that GM left behind in bankruptcy. Had those suits been allowed to proceed, it could have cost GM billions of dollars.
MasterCard and Target have agreed to pay $19 million to banks and credit unions that lost money in the massive 2013 data breach.
Target's the winner, MasterCard's less of a winner, the consumers are really the losers.
Retail analyst Bert Flickinger says consumer losses due to fraud will be covered, but many people had to spend a long time correcting charges and fixing credit scores. Two U.S. Army reservists in Southern California are charged with selling four assault rifles, other guns, ammunition, and body armor to what they thought was a member of a Mexican drug cartel. The buyer was actually an undercover agent. With Hillary Clinton now running for president, the Clinton Foundation says it will limit what it collects from foreign governments. CBS's Juliana Goldman.
They will only be accepting large donations from six foreign governments now: Australia, Canada, Germany, the Netherlands, Norway, and the United Kingdom. The foundation will stop taking millions of dollars from other countries.
Clinton resigned from the foundation's board last week. In plenty of states, motorists are trying to avoid post-winter potholes. CBS's Stephen Portnoy says a looming challenge for Congress is a long-term highway funding package.
We're standing in the middle of a major interchange project here.
Linda Peters, head of the Maryland State Highway Administration, says America's crumbling and overcrowded roads need a federal cash infusion. Highway Trust Fund, powered by the gas tax, starts running out of money next month.
If there isn't a solution that is developed, we could have to be looking at stopping projects.
What does that mean to drivers?
That means that maybe their road won't get resurfaced or their bridge repaired, or the major project that we've committed to might not be able to move forward.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Glenmont, Maryland.
20 states have restrictions on what people can buy with state assistance checks, but Kansas is about to have what's thought to be the nation's longest list of don'ts. The governor's due to sign a measure that bans the use of welfare money on things like concert tickets, spas, movie theaters, nail salons. It also limits daily ATM withdrawals on benefit cards to $25. A new report's out on the BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico that happened 5 years ago next week. Dave Cohen has details from WWL Radio.
BP's five-year report says the Gulf's returning to its baseline condition.
We were worried about everybody who was impacted.
In this promotional video, the oil giant's Bob Fryer says they've been working hard every day, but today's Nature Conservancy report is not nearly as optimistic.
There's still, you know, all kinds of habitats are affected. A lot of coastal wetlands, coastal marshes.
The group's Seth Blitch says there's still clearly lots of restoration that needs to be completed. Dave Cohen for CBS News. New Orleans.
8 years after a TV drama hailed by some critics as the greatest ever ended with a long black screen, the creator of The Sopranos is finally saying more about what drove the final sequence. Here's CBS's Anthony Mason.
The last time we saw The Sopranos, Meadow was running late for dinner with her brother and parents. Tony looks up, and then the abrupt ending sparked endless speculation, bordering on obsession, that Tony Soprano was gunned down. This week, David Chase told the Directors Guild of America Quarterly Magazine, "I thought the ending would be somewhat jarring, sure, but not to the extent it was, and not a subject of such discussion." According to Chase, the lyrics to Journey's "Don't Stop Believin'," the song in the final scene, were meant as a commentary on the characters. Even in the final seconds, the song's words were symbolic.
I went ahead and ordered some for the tape.
Don't stop.
Jay said the biggest feeling I was going for, honestly, was don't stop believing. It was very simple and much more on the nose than people think.
The tax filing deadline is passed. Most of us e-file, but some still head to the post office with their returns just before midnight with plenty of explanations.
Because I owed.
I was out of town.
Still a lot of things going on in life.
Those last-minute filers in Denver. We haven't heard the last from the outspoken editor of a French satirical paper who was killed in January's Paris attack. CBS's Larry Miller.
Just 2 days before being gunned down by Islamist terrorists, the editor of the French satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo finished a book upholding the right to ridicule religion. Now on sale, the book by Stéphane Chabannier is entitled "An Open Letter to the Fraudsters of Islamophobia Who Play Into Racist Hands." He says you can laugh at anything except Islam, and that's due to white left-wing intellectual paternalism. Chabannier and 11 others were killed during a Charlie Hebdo editorial meeting. Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
If no new cases pop up before the end of the week, the measles outbreak tied to California's Disneyland will be declared over. 131 people got the measles in California, along with a handful of folks in other states. The outbreak touched off a new debate about vaccines. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kaif, CBS News.